White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! We're with you all the way!
I still like this one. It's an oldie but a goodie, isn't it?
We're glad to have you out here in the Middle West. We're gonna root, 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 White Sox!
Baseball is coming back, and... so is Andy Mazur, named to succeed the late Ed Farmer in the broadcast booth here on WGN Radio. Let's go to the Team Hochberg phone line and say congratulations and good morning at 7:09 to Andy.
Good morning, Bob and Dave. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's been a whirlwind of a day or so here, but I'm real appreciative of everybody reaching out.
Yeah, well, let's see. It's going to be a different kind of season. It's going to be a little strange, but it will feel good to get back in the booth, I'm sure, and see some baseball, and we can't wait to hear it, Andy.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to get in the booth working with DJs. Darren Jackson is one of the true pros in this business and a really good guy, and it's going to be strange because we really don't know what to expect from a 60-game season, some rule changes, some expanded rosters, and no fans in the stands, and doing the road games from home. So it's going to be interesting, but I can't wait to get back and get started.
You know, Andy, we haven't talked about this yet, so why don't we have a quick meeting on the air about
sure.
it? We haven't talked about whether or not we are going to pipe in any kind of crowd noise under you and DJ. What do you think about that?
Yeah. You know, at first I was thinking that's a bad idea because, you know, everybody knows we're not there and there's no fans there. But, you know, for a broadcast, you know this too, Dave. I mean, you kind of feed off the energy of the crowd a little bit and you can just let a game breathe every once in a while by hearing the murmur of the people in attendance. But since there won't be anybody there, it's going to be a little strange not to hear that sound. So maybe we should think about it.
See, here's the problem with it, and Bob, you know this. What happens, you have the crowd noise underneath, and then Aloy pops a home run, and you have there's no change in the inflection of the crowd. It's just
Very true. Steady monotone.
Yeah, that's going to leave a little void, isn't it?
You have to be really good.
What I like about this, one of the many things I like about this is that Andy's a local boy. Always like to see the local boy make good. Graduate of Bradley University, Maine East High School. And do I remember... Andy, you saying something here when you were filling in for Dave one morning about you actually playing a rock and roll DJ at one time in your career? Do I have that right?
You have that exactly right. That was in Peoria. One of my first full-time jobs in radio was the overnight show on the station down there. That was a top 40 station. And yeah, I could hit all the posts back then. I was really known as the postman, bringing it right up to the edge of the song there.
Yeah, useless talents that we have. And was this something though, doing sports, doing baseball play by play as a kid that you always wanted to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I just I tell people too. You know, I wanted to be a baseball player, but then they started this thing called the curveball, and that separates the men from the boys. Yeah. And I was certainly a boy in that respect, so I wanted to stay involved somehow. And I grew up really admiring the work of Jack Brickhouse, another guy that went to Bradley, and one of the guys that actually has done White Sox and Cubs together. So I mean, it's one of those kind of things that I really wanted to do, and I feel so fortunate to be able to. To get into that booth and to work for the White Sox and work with DJ.
Well, maybe what we can do, and I haven't checked with Mr. Ennett about this yet, but perhaps I can record some crowd reaction sounds for you that you could play at certain times during the White Sox games on WGN Radio. How about that?
Another meeting on the air. I think that's what it would be.
What would those sound like, Bob?
I could cheer, I could boo, and I could say, not now, I'm watching the Cubs game. You know, I could come up with different things.
And Andy, then you and DJ could yell, hey, Bob, sit down.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
We can't see. Come on, sit down.
So Darren Jackson, of course, has done a great job for a long time in the booth, and you've known him for a long time too, haven't you, Andy?
Yeah, you know, we share a lot of people that we know in common from his days at Peoria and San Diego, and my days in San Diego as well. So we had a lot of mutual friends. We got to know each other a little bit better a couple of years ago when we took over the White Sox broadcast. And DJ is the kind of guy that you know, you can walk up to and talk about baseball 24/7. And we did a whole lot of. I just like to pick his brain on some of the ways that you know, his philosophies on hitting and philosophies on defense. And he actually picked my brain a little bit on, you know, how media members deal with players and what we do in certain situations, because you know, he's a player now, kind of in the media throng, and you know, he has a little bit of a different way about him when he goes into a clubhouse than I do, just because he's instantly respected for playing the game. But we got along really well the first couple of years that we were knowing each other, and then last year, unfortunately, when Ed got sick a couple of times, we were forced into doing a couple of games together, more than a couple actually, and. I can't picture a better guy to do these games with, because he's been around long enough now to know the ins and the outs of White Sox baseball, and he is just absolutely easy to work with and a joy to be around.
Andy, I know one thing. You had a chance to work very closely with Ed Farmer the last couple of years. You knew Ed prior to the games coming to WGN Radio, and I know Ed's going to be on everybody's thoughts as play gets started here at some point later this month.
Yeah, you know, it's I first met Ed right around, I think it was 2004, when the Cubs went to that time it was U.S. Cellular Field. And Ed came over and wanted to make sure that Ron Santo was taken care of as far as food, as far as whatever he needed. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, it's kind of insincere. It's just one of those kind of things that somebody does. But every day before the game, he would come in and make sure that that Ronnie was taken care of. And you know, I never forgot that. I even mentioned that to him the first time I got to really be in the booth with him, and how much I had, you know, admired him for doing that. But as I got to know Ed a little bit, and only in the short time I knew him, he was a genuine human being. And I've told people that he's the kind of guy that would give you the shirt off his back and then be really upset that you didn't ask for it. Because he really wanted to help people, and he really wanted to make that something that he did, and he did it on a daily basis. I would watch people come into the booth and just watch how he reacted with folks, and he was the genuine article. I mean, Southside guy, true and true. He loved White Sox baseball. He played for them, obviously, and broadcast for a long time. It's a bittersweet thing for me because of what Ed meant in just in a short period of time of getting to know him. And I mentioned to somebody else too the other day that we're going to talk about Ed a lot, because he didn't get the tribute that I think he really deserved after he passed away, because of all the pandemic stuff, and nobody could really get together to talk about it. So we plan to talk about Ed quite a bit this year.
Andy Mazur, no stranger to the broadcast booth and the press box, spent some time doing the San Diego Padres games, of course, was part of the Cubs broadcast team on WGN, worked with the Blackhawks, and now the play-by-play voice of the White Sox, along with Darren Jackson. When's the first game? Do we know when the first broadcast is yet, Andy?
I think we're hearing rumors about July 24th. And I don't know exactly where or when, but I believe that's the date.
Yeah, it's that kind of season. A lot of questions. All right, well, think about maybe having some guest announcers during the season. I, you know, have a couple of ideas for you, Andy.
Okay, I see your hand up, so maybe we'll make you the first one.
Yeah, you know, that's what I always wanted to do, and then I figured out it's too much work, so I went in a different direction with my career.
It's got a great home run call, though, Andy.
Yeah, I've heard the home run call. You kind of showed it to me, you know, showed it off when you were out of town last year.
Well, congratulations. Couldn't happen to a better guy. We look forward to hearing you on WGN Radio, White Sox broadcast. Coming soon. Stay tuned for further details. Thanks, Andy. Good talking to you this morning.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Take care.